from the North Platte to the South Platte, Medicine Bow Peak to Lake McConaughey, Douglas to Denver and beyond. Live from the heart of Cheyenne, Wyoming, you're in the Morning Zone on AM 650 KGAV.
10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, welcome back into the Morning Zone. Well, Iran, Iraq, Korea, Israel, are we headed for the apocalypse? Our next guest says yes. From natural disasters to terrorism to constant warfare, the state of the world appears to be deteriorating before our very eyes. Could this be the beginning of the end as described in the Bible's book of Revelation? Ron Weiland, pastor of the Church of God, says that it is the end of the world as we know it. According to Pastor Ron, a prophet is one given inspired interpretation of recorded prophecies, and that he has been given the mission to reveal what is to come as God's final plan for mankind. For 25 years, Ron Weiland has been a minister in God's church. He believes that God made him a prophet for this end time, and has spoken throughout the U.S. as well as Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Europe, and is the author of The Prophesied End Time, which has been read in more than 130 countries. Welcome to the show, Pastor Ron Weiland.
Yes, good to be here.
It is a pleasure, sir, to have you with us. And this is always an interesting, extremely interesting topic, and I think that perhaps one of the topics that I think offers what we often refer to as the mystery of God more than anything else we know, Pastor. Now, you state that the six of the seven seals of Revelation have already been opened, but that the opening of the last and most destructive seal of all will mark the beginning of the end-time tribulation. Let's talk about those seven seals for a moment and why you believe that.
Okay, well, 9/11 was the actual opening of the sixth seal, which is symbolic of that which is going to take place in the United States. It is the collapse of this country. It isn't. It's a difficult story, but it's a reality. We just happen to live at a period of time that people have talked about for hundreds of years, and especially when there have been great calamities, religious leaders and so forth, they start talking about the book of Revelation and various things happening when something is really bad in the world. It just is that right now is the end of 6,000 years that God allotted to mankind, and one of the things that takes place first is the demise of the United States, and as well as Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Western Europe, and the rise of a very powerful 10 nations that are actually going to combine together in Europe. And they're going to enter into World War III, primarily with China and Russia. It's a period of time. The Great Tribulation is a period of time prophesied to last for 3.5 years when it begins. And that's where we are. We're just at the end of 6,000 years, and this is beginning to take place.
Now, which nations do you believe in Europe are those?
The ones that rise up?
Yes.
Well, primarily it's going to be, the central part of it is going to be around Germany again. Germany is very much a part of prophecy. They are the Assyrian people. If you go back in the Old Testament, they are the Assyrian people. And they have had different uprisings. There are prophecies concerning 10 times that Europe would arise. We talk about the Roman Empire, especially the Holy Roman Empire, and there are 10 revivals. The last one was with Hitler and Mussolini. It began with Garibaldi, and Mussolini and Hitler. But that was the sixth rising of the seven that were take place at the very end. There were just seven specific ones at the very end. But 10 altogether that go clear back to the very beginning, talking about some of the things in the Roman Empire. But they are going to rise up again, and it's going to be the last time they rise up. It's not going to be like World War II, because they're going to be thrust into this, because when we are impotent as a nation, when we no longer have the ability to deal with things around the world, it's a vacuum. It's a horrible vacuum, and they feel the necessity to step in. And it's going to be a part of the European Union right now that's together. It's going to be 10 nations out of that European Union that actually come together. Even the euro, the currency of the euro was something that was prophesied to happen toward the end time. The dollar is very close to collapsing. The euro will be the next great monetary value in the world. And it's a process that's going to happen very rapidly here, and that's why the book is specifically called 2008, God's Final Witness. The second book that I've written, the first book was The Prophesied End Time. And we offer this on our website, endtime2008.com, for free. People can go to a bookstore and pick it up, but it goes into these things very specifically and details very specifically as to what's really going to take place.
Now, you you also talk about that you believe two-thirds of this country, Canada, Australia, Britain, will be wiped out as the seventh seal is opened. Is this nuclear war?
Yes, it is. It begins. There's a six-month period of time where about a third of this nation collapses. It will be nuclear terrorism mostly, and as far as what happens in our port cities, some weapons that are actually smuggled inland as well. But these happen very quickly together. It's very much like what happened on 9/11. Those were coordinated attacks, and what happens the next time will be coordinated as well. And it happens very swiftly, and there's just tremendous destruction. And if you look at what happened with Katrina and the hurricane that came in there, they tried to evacuate Houston. It was a horrible nightmare. It's impossible to evacuate large cities like that, and that was a disastrous thing, but it's nothing compared to what's coming. Those things crippled those areas down there in the New Orleans area and along the Gulf Coast. And when you take New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, L.A., Houston, some of the cities that are going to experience this, we totally collapse. Our economy collapses. Our government collapses. People don't know what to do. You know, there's some shows on TV right now that aren't too far off base as to exactly what's going to take place.
All right. When we come back after a short commercial break here, Pastor, I want to talk about the statement that you make, and I think that you have really nailed this one, that none of the religions descended from Abraham, which would be certainly Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, have gotten it right in terms of God's word, in terms of what God has said to man. And I want to talk about that and focus on that. We'll be gone for just a couple minutes, and then we'll be back with Pastor Ron Wineland. 7:20, we're back with Pastor Ron Wineland. And again, want to remind you, you can visit his website and find out more about his writings and his books. It is endtime2008.com. And that's exactly what we're talking with him about this morning, the prophesied end time. You mentioned, Pastor, that you believe that none of the religions descended from Abraham have gotten it right in terms of God's truth and how this, you talk about this religious confusion leading to the events where we are today. I think any student of the Bible at all can look and say, you know, this is so right, because when we look at Islam and at Judaism and Christianity as the three main religions involved in almost all of the conflict going on right now, particularly in the Middle East, we have to say that is right on target.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. You're the first one, really, of all the interviews I've been having that has got to the heart and core of the issue here, and it is religion. It is the cause of the major problems in the world, and it's coming to a head right now. We have stirred up a hornet's nest. They have, a lot of people don't understand, but when you talk of Muqtada al-Sadr over in Iraq, he's kind of he's on the wanted list over there right now, but he has what's called Mahdi's army. Mahdi is a part of a prophecy that they have themselves about the end time. They believe that we're at the end time. There are a lot of prophecies that some believe are getting ready to take place, and in one respect they are right, but they don't understand why or how, and they have distorted views of it. I think of 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came along. He condemned every bit of Judaism. They used the name of God. They talked about Moses. They were very diligent in what they thought of how they were keeping the laws of the Old Testament. But Jesus Christ candidly condemned them all. And Judaism has frankly gotten a whole lot worse over 2,000 years. Traditional Christianity is the same thing. People feel that, just like the book of Revelation, they think that different religions have every kind of interpretation under the sun of what the book of Revelation is about. the book of Revelation was not to be revealed. It isn't a book that people are supposed to be able to sit down and read and understand until God gives the time for it to be revealed. And that's where we are now, and that's why the book has been written. But things in traditional Christianity, people get hopping mad when you start criticizing various things. I think, again, of Christ, when he came along, they hated what he had to say so much, they wanted to kill him and ended up doing so. And it's not much different today. When you tell people they don't have an immortal soul, people get upset. They, you know, the whole message of the Bible is we need help from God in order to have life beyond the physical life. People think that when they die, they either go off to heaven or they go down to hell. And even hell in the Bible, there's no such place where people are tormented for all eternity. That would be a fiendish kind of God that would do something like that. And yet that's what traditional Christianity as a whole has pictured God as being. The word hell in the Hebrew is the word Sheol. The same word in Greek is Hades, and it simply means a hole in the ground. It means a grave, and that's where people go when they die. They don't go off someplace after they die. The whole message of the Bible, again, is one of a great resurrection in the future, where everyone who has ever lived and died is going to be resurrected again at the end of a thousand-year reign that's getting ready to take place when Jesus Christ returns. When he came the first time, they thought he was coming into Jerusalem to be a king. They laid down palm branches and so forth, and they cried out about Hosanna, about David in the highest, because they thought that he was coming to fulfill the prophecy about the Messiah, the anointed one, who was going to take over the reign of government from the Romans and set up again a rule over Judah. But that wasn't the case. He came to be a Passover lamb. He came to die. His time for rule was 2,000 years later. We're there. We're at the end of that 6,000 years, and he is getting ready to come back this time, and he will rule on earth. But, go ahead.
But now, Pastor, you know, this has been predicted for many, many centuries. And we have had others who have come before you who have said, you know, well, let's take, for example, World War One, you know, the sign of the end times, and, you know, the... Yeah. The tribulation is near, World War II and the atomic bomb and all of that that came with that. And each time that has proven not to be true. My question is, has it proven not to be true, or has it really proven, on the contrary, to be true? It's just that man in our infinite ego seem... to expect everything to happen in our time and not in God's time. You know, in God's time, this is a blink of an eye.
Yep. Well, just like 6,000 years, 100 years, you talk about two wars that have taken place over the past 100 years, massive, and gotten worse each time. They, especially World War II, it was a part of prophecy. It was one of the revivals of the Roman Empire, and it is going to arise one more time. It is prophesied to take place. It is the last time that's coming. But... yes, indeed. You think of technology. Why on earth was man not able to have technology until the last, in a great way, really, in the last 100 years? The reality is because man would have annihilated himself long before this. God would have had to have a different kind of plan in order to intervene to save mankind. That's what this is really all about. God gave man 6,000 years, and he said at the very end, if he did not intervene, man would literally annihilate himself. And we get very close to that because... when you talk about the seventh seal, the last seal here that's getting ready to be opened, toward the end of that, there is what's called, there are seven trumpets. The sixth trumpet is the rise of Russia and China as a very powerful block that comes together, and they create a war so massive themselves in destruction that it says they will destroy one-third of all the earth. That's massive, and it's nuclear war, and Europe will be fighting them, and what takes place, it almost gets to a point where it annihilates. And when people talk about Armageddon, they don't understand Armageddon. Armageddon is a time when those nations come together, those two superpowers, Europe and China, they come together in the areas of Iraq all the way down through Israel, the Middle East, and they come together with a head-on confrontation because they know that if they used any more nuclear weapons, they are concerned that they're going to destroy themselves and make the earth uninhabitable. So they come together in a head-on confrontation to fight it out physically, not with nuclear weapons, but just head-on, and that's when God intervenes. It says that God intervenes on that day when they get ready to start that war, because the reality is, you know what would happen to the losing side. They're still going to use those weapons. And that's when God intervenes and stops mankind from destroying the earth. And And it talks about, you talk about the destruction here in the United States of, you mentioned 200 million people. It's going to be worse than that, but that's the beginning part of it. But some of those nations are going to be totally wiped off the map in the Far East in some of those areas. When God intervenes to stop all this, it talks about how he's going to destroy some of those nations very powerfully so. And really, the United States, Canada, and some of these other nations, we come out of this better than some of the others. It's just God's getting ready to start a new world, and people who live on into that, that's what this book is written for, to help people know what to prepare for and how to prepare. These things are inevitable. That's why, again, I put some dates out here, very specific, so that people can know who to listen to later on. Because I'll tell you what, when these things start happening and things get worse, you're going to see religious leaders, people get on the bandwagon telling that God's doing this and God's doing that, and people are going to be so confused, just like they're confused today. They don't know what's true. They don't know who to listen to. There are thousands of ideas out here.
And your books, again, are available at your website, as you mentioned, or at booksellers, but your website is endtime2008.com. And both of your books up there, right?
Correct. The first book, The Prophesied End Time, and this last book, 2008, God's Final Witness, they're both there, yes.
Pastor Ron Wineland, I want to thank you for being with us on the show this morning. We appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
You have a great day.